You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The playwright who championed the frustration and the glory of being black in America is the subject of a new documentary. August Wilson, The Ground on Which I Stand, covers the creative process and the career of the Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright. Sam Pollard directed the film, and he joins us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Sotiris. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, you know, there are many famous American playwrights, Arthur Miller, Eugene O'Neill, Edward Albee, but many say August Wilson is the American Shakespeare. Why do you think that is?
I would say he is because his body of work really covers the whole 20th century of American history. There's no other American playwright who did that body of work over a period of time. He's on the same level as Tennessee Williams and Eugene O'Neill and Arthur Miller. So to me, he is our American Shakespeare. If you really want to understand what America was going on in the 20s and the 30s, the whole 20th century, you have to see an August Wilson production.
Wilson grew up in what might be called the Harlem of Pittsburgh. His father was white, a pastry chef who was an alcoholic. His mother was black. Wilson was discriminated against at school. How did that shape his education and his formative years?
You know, he didn't finish school. He tells a great story about how he did an essay about Napoleon, and the teacher, who was a black teacher, rejected it, gave him a lower grade, didn't think that he had done the paper. And he walked out of the school and he didn't go back. He had things he needed to say and he wanted to learn. So he self-educated himself by going to the public library. And he spent days and days and days there studying and reading, you know. And he was self-educated. And I think even though the school experience wasn't a positive one, it sort of fueled him to find himself and find his identity.
Before Wilson started writing plays, he wrote poetry. He was first a poet. It was when he moved to St. Paul that he started to write plays. So how did that happen?
When he got away from Pittsburgh and he was in St. Paul, it gave him an opportunity to really hear the voices of the people in the Hill District. You know, before that, he was trying to write, and he wasn't listening to the people that he saw in the diners and in the jitney shops. So when he was in St. Paul, he was finally able to hear the voices and able to put those voices down on paper.
He drew a lot from the blues. We're going to play a clip now from the film featuring his play Ma Rainey's Black Bottom about blues musicians and then Wilson talking about the blues.
The blues help you get out of bed in the morning. You get up knowing you ain't alone. There's something else in the world.
I think the blues is the best literature that we have, blacks have created since we've been here. And there's a lot of philosophical ideas in there. I call it our sacred book. And so what I've attempted to do is to mine that field, to mine those cultural ideas and attitudes and give them to my characters.
Do you hear the blues in all of his plays? I mean, what else inspired him and how did he write?
The blues for him, like for a lot of us who are African-American, is sort of the framework, the foundation of where his creativity came from. And when he sat down to write, he had a very interesting style. He would go into a diner or go into a bar, and he would sit down, and he would just start writing, you know, just writing dialogue. He didn't quite know who said it or where it came from. We had the opportunity to go to his vault with his widow, Costanza Romero, as she went through the boxes and boxes of material that August had compiled, you could see that there were, you know, napkins and paper plates and and menus. All of these are the things that he wrote things down on.
You interviewed several actors and playwrights influenced by Wilson, including Susan Laurie Parks, Viola Davis, James Earl Jones. How do you think his legacy lives on in their work?
If you look at the actors from a Viola Davis to a Lawrence Fishburne to a Rocky Carroll, you see that all of these actors, they had all been touched by having the opportunity to be in an August Wilson production. And I think his legacy lives on because every year there's something called the Wilson Monologues, where high school students have an opportunity to take excerpts from his plays and present them. The best students are selected to come to New York and perform those excerpts from Wilson's plays at the August Wilson Theater.
Sam Pollard is the director and producer of the documentary August Wilson, The Ground on Which I Stand, which premieres nationwide tonight on PBS. Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you very much, Satiris.
This is WNYC.